mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. Red Beckman, the grandfather of the fully informed jury movement, of court reform movement, of exposing the 16th Amendment and the IRS never being properly ratified. That's all coming up. He's also a veteran himself. We'll talk about the situation in Fallujah, killing an injured person who'd been in custody for almost a day. Very serious. We've got some more clips of this coming up. And, of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We'll talk about the new Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, and just so much more. And, of course, in the third hour, Bob Chapman, international forecaster, to talk about the plunging dollar, exploding gold. He predicted this months ago, of course. He'll be joining us. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Alex.
Hello.
You know, that General Douglas MacArthur had said that history has failed to record any instance of any nation that went into moral decline that did not end up in political and economic ruin. And the things you were talking about earlier is all a byproduct of what the American people have become. And I've gotten more and more to the point, I just don't blame the president, I blame the Congress. They have the legislative power to stop all this stuff, but they don't do anything. You got a criminal-run two-party monopoly. You got a nation filled with baby extermination camps where we're actually debating whether that's right or not. This is what you're going
to
do.
Oh, I know. Al CIA is evil when they cut somebody's head off, which, yeah, those government operatives are, but it's good when we chop up babies.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Imagine if one of those hooded guys was cutting a baby up on TV.
Well, yeah, naturally, you know, and this is the whole thing that I blame the American people for a swaggering arrogance here, and it's
But people associate their power with this monolithic state. This monolithic state is raping them.
The more immoral your people become, Alex, history has proven, the greater the tyranny that will reign over you. We don't even have the ability anymore to see the difference between a Bush and a Kerry or a Clinton. They're all the same people. We're fighting the bankers' wars. We have the bankers' schools. They control our money supply. They've usurped our Constitution. And the people don't understand all this, what's going on, because we favor ourselves as an intellectual people. We're one of the most stupid people I've ever seen, seeing how we have access to so much information.
50 years ago, we had the number one test scores because education was local and a system that worked. 50 years later, we're behind every industrialized nation and 20-plus third-world nations, and we're getting what we pay for. It is designed to dumb our children down.
That's correct. Did you hear Sunday I saw on the Mind Wash, I think it was ABC News, that apparently the top echelons of the CIA are resigning now. Did you see that?
Yeah, they're doing that because a total consolidation is taking place.
Yeah, well, this is all part of it, you see, and we're moving so fast, so rapidly into an Orwellian state, and people just don't even understand what's going on, and it's hard to talk to people that are so-called educated in the government school systems because they just follow the mind wash coming out of New York City, which is all controlled and corrupted. And your news media is one of the most corrupt institutions in America. Everything's heading south.
Well, they twist and spin. Thanks for the call. And again, this video being released, this was released, the Pentagon allowed this to be released. Why? The dual propaganda psyops use. Enrage the Arabs, we have the Pentagon's own $6 billion a year program, P2OG. It's meant to enrage them and domestically condition us to accept killing prisoners. And again, what happens when our troops get captured and they get killed? You know, they claimed that happened with Private Lynch. Turns out that was made up. They didn't shoot our prisoners. But oh, it was so evil, it was so bad. But then our government does it, and oh, it's good. That's a double thing. We'll talk to Red Beckman about the power of the jury, what's happening with the IRS. We'll get his view on the Patriot Act, too, and the National ID card. We'll get his view on the Federal Reserve. The grandfather of so many modern movements joining us when we get back.
Music. You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at PetWonder.com. That's PetWonder.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at... Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So many of the modern elements of the truth movement, the Patriot movement, the Christian conservative movement, the fully informed jury association movement, the court reform movement, the movement exposing the fraudulent nature of the 16th Amendment and the income tax, were spawned and pushed, and the key source research done by the man we're now joined by, Red Beckman.
Yes, good to be with you, Alex.
Red, it's great to have you on with us, and I know you've been... somewhat ill the last year, but now you're recovered, and it's great to have you on with us today. Just out of the gates, can you tell people briefly about your awakening, and then what the New World Order is? You know what these wars are all about, how the Federal Reserve operates.
Well, I was in the military during the Korean War, of course, and I was a very fortunate young man who I was just put into a position where I got an inside look at the military, and I had a top secret security classification and all, and so I got an inside look, which is something that not too many young people get. And when I came out of the service late in 1952, I was very disillusioned. I recognized the fact that something was very seriously wrong.
with our political system in this country. And so I became somewhat of a political activist at that time because I kept saying, well, somebody's got to do something. And of course, what I was trying to do was make the system work the way I was taught in high school. And it didn't take me too long to figure out that, hey, we don't have any control the way they taught us in the government school. They just said, well, you vote on election day and then you go home and go back to sleep again. And after the election, and of course it came to my attention that that wasn't controlling this government at all. And of course, as a result, I did some study, some research, and did a lot of thinking about it, and found that we have three votes in our political system, of course, and that is the election day vote, the grand jury vote, and the trial jury vote. And we were not using the grand jury, we were not using the trial jury vote to control our government. And, of course, the Federal Reserve Bank system, I was just absolutely, dumbfounded when I read Eustace Mullen's book back there quite a long time ago. He wrote that book, I think, in 52, if I remember right, about the secrets of the Federal Reserve. And, the American people, we have been so dumbed down. We have been so mentally conditioned to believe that we have the greatest political system on the face of the earth, this democracy thing, and we have been neutralized. We have been, you might say, neutered. We just haven't done our job, and of course, I am encouraged.
Red, you cover the basic fact in your videos and your books that we, the people, are above the government. It's God, the people, and then the government, not the government, the people, and God's forgotten.
Yes.
But, and that example is used in the juries and grand juries. The judge tells the grand jury what to do. The prosecutor tells them what to do. The judge tells the trial jury what to do. That's not how it's supposed to work in all the court cases and in the founding documents and in the Magna Carta. It is we, the people, that are the bosses, but over time they usurped that authority, and the usurpation of authority in the juries and grand juries is the same thing we see across the political spectrum.
Yes, and Alex, I'm really an optimist. I always have been, and I'm more optimistic right now than I've ever been. 30 years ago, we didn't have Alex Jones. We didn't have all these talk shows. We didn't have the activists out there that we have today, and today I am just absolutely amazed at how we've got very strong voices just literally coming out of the woodwork all over this nation. The newsletters, the talk shows, the cassette tapes, the videotapes, the CDs. It's coming like a flood at this point in time. And so I think that we have reason to be optimistic, and we have reason to be accelerating, our activities so that we can take advantage of all these people out here that have been become victims. They're victims of government. And
well, Red Beckman, again, the grandfather of the fully informed jury movement and a grandfather of exposing the IRS movement, just a real founding father in what's happening. You're right. Just 6-7 years ago, and I talk about this at least once a week because it's the best news I've got.
Mm-hmm.
6-7 years ago, on my one talk show here in Austin, one radio station, 10 phone lines, half the callers disagree with me. Now on a syndicated show on AM and FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, nobody calls in to disagree. And on other people's talk shows, mainstream talk shows, where I'm being attacked by the host, almost no one calls in to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen a total shift, but the mainstream media continues this illusion that we're all buying into it, so people are all balkanized independently, feeling like they're alone, when really we have the majority view.
Yes, and it's going to, we've got some things happening right now. The U.S. Supreme Court, they went and made a ruling last fall, as I remember, and they said that a judge could not sentence a defendant to a convicted person to the death penalty. And then they used a big three-letter word that I just love, B-U-T, but. They said the judge can't sentence the guy to the death penalty, but the jury can. The way I read that, the Supreme Court says, judges, you don't have as much power as you thought you had. It is the people who have the
judges
power.
Judges were never in the executive, you know, executing any of it.
Yeah, and then the Blakely versus Washington case came down in June, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a storm it has caused. The court said that the judges, the district court judges, are bound by the sentencing guideline laws. And they said the judge can't depart upward with those sentencing, but the jury can. And it's just caused a tremendous storm because what brought about, people don't understand that the sentencing guideline law was passed by the U.S. Congress because you had one judge that was hanging somebody for a conviction of, and another judge was putting a person out on probation for the same crime. And so there was no continuity, there was no uniformity.
Selective enforcement.
And yes, and so the Congress, there was so much pressure put on Congress, and people don't realize that it was the Congress that created the district courts, the lower courts, and therefore the Congress is the creator, and the courts, the district courts of federal courts, are the created.
Well, Red, I want to get into juries and grand juries' power a little bit later, and I want to take some calls. But first off, there's an awakening taking place. Clearly, that's why we see Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, national ID cards. We've never seen, I mean, obviously the empire is striking back. We've never seen such a deluge of counteroffensive, but I see as they squeeze tighter, more people are waking up. Your analysis of Patriot Act 2 and just all of this insanely corrupt stuff, people being arrested for Rubik's Cubes, I'm not joking, folks, or being threatened with arrest for Rubik's Cubes for selling them, people being arrested for complaining to the VA, complaining is now terrorism, that's the Associated Press. All of this just insanity taking place. Your comments.
History, we have the accounts of tyrant after tyrant who has tried to maintain their power over the people by becoming worse tyrants. Now, the Homeland Security Act and, of course, the Patriot 1 and Patriot 2, they were not passed because the government was afraid of foreign terrorists. They were afraid of we the people in this country. That's what those laws are all about. They're afraid of Alex Jones. They're afraid of Red Beckman. They're afraid of anybody who has figured them out, who has been able to identify them as being domestic enemies. And I'm reminded...
Let me throw something else in here. I'm sure you heard that all over the country, if a state or school district wants federal money, they have to do drills where homeschoolers and Christians are terrorists and are murdering people. And so, really, all the training's not about the Arabs. It's about us, the general public.
Oh, yes, our law enforcement in this country, our highway patrol, our city police, our county sheriffs, the deputy sheriffs and such... All of these people now, they send them to these special schools. And in these schools, what they teach is so dangerous because they are taught control. You hear crowd control, you know, people control. And these people, they come out of these schools and into our local law enforcement, and they are psychotic. They are literally mentally crippled, and they're just making victims every day. This is what they're paid for, is to go out and make victims.
Red Beckman, we got a break. We'll come back, talk more about this, talk about some of these new court rulings and take calls. Bunch of news.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Says give up all your rights, take a national ID card through your driver's license, let us arrest you for no reason, torture you, it's all good, because the terrorists are about to strike, but oh, we're going to leave the borders wide open and create a Pan-American Union. It's all happening right now, in your face. Your calls are coming up the next segment. Regina and Sheldon and Ron and Jeff and many others that are patiently holding. We're talking to Red Beckman. Red, continuing with this whole police state, just 10 years ago, cops didn't bulge their eyes out at you and act all upset all the time, but more and more of them are these types, and then a lot of our troops that have been trained to
shoot unarmed, wounded people, they're going to come back and be cops here. You're a military veteran yourself. I mean, we were always known for not acting like this. Now we are, and I hear people on talk radio going, the Muslims are animals, kill them all. I thought we're over there liberating them. I thought Saddam was bad because he tortured people.
Mm-hmm. And of course, tyrants are always the same. They always think the same. And the more severe they become and the more psycho, the more people that wake up and become opposition. And so every time they do, another Patriot 1, Patriot 2 and such, every time they do that, and every time they go out and step on people, they make another, a wide-awake American. And
Red, let me bring up something that fits into this. Arnold Schwarzenegger openly supports Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kirk Waldheim, after it was out that he was a Nazi, went and campaigned for him for the presidency of Germany, of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold says that he admires Hitler, that he wants to be worshipped as a dictator. These are public statements. But then somehow the media all loves him and covers up for him. Now they want to amend Article 2 of the Constitution. They keep using this red herring of 22nd Amendment. But the group out there pushing for it now, for Arnold, one of his former campaign managers, says, yeah, it's Article 2, Section 5. How bad is it going to get when congressmen are saying that the Republican Party wants Arnold to be our next president?
This is absolutely insane. And of course, I ran for governor back in 1988, back in the state of Montana. And we had vote fraud, and it was documented. We documented it so carefully and so thoroughly. And we had the same thing that happened on the national level in this election with the Ohio elections, the vote fraud, but nobody found out about it. We took all the evidence to the Secretary of State, and he was going to do something, and of course nothing was done. But now it is so prevalent. I mean, it is so visible, it's so obvious, and so people are being exposed to the truth, and like I say, that was 1988. We're talking about 16 years ago we had vote fraud. Now they have become so blatant and so, it's so visible.
Well, Red, you just come to the heart of the matter. In major polls, 8/10 of Americans are against Arnold being president. In a WorldNet Daily poll, only 1.8% wanting to be president. He's not popular. But it doesn't matter. They'll get rid of the second article during a con, and they'll put him in as our president. I mean, that's how crazy this is.
Well, that's crazy, but I'll tell you, they are waking up a lot of people. A lot of people are being activated, you might say, into the freedom movement in this country by these kind of shenanigans, these kind of criminal activities.
Why would the elite want to put Arnold Schwarzenegger in?
Because he's one of them. He's got a lot of money. He's married to a Kennedy family member. He's a movie idol, I guess. I wouldn't call him that because I don't go to the movies. This is the way they do things. They promote, and they just in your face with everything. I mean, they're going to really, really promote Arnold Schwarzenegger here in the months and days ahead. He may fall flat on his face in California, however, because he's not solving their fiscal problems.
But the media doesn't care. They claim he is.
Yes,
when their actual budget is double.
Yes, and
international deficit.
Yeah, and of course, like George W. Bush, they call him a conservative. And I'll tell you, if George W. Bush is a conservative, Bill Clinton was.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Red Beckman, restating what you were just saying in the last segment we hit that break. You were saying if George Bush is a conservative, then Bill Clinton is a...
Well, he's a super, super, super conservative. You know, what George W. Bush has been able to pull off, you know, because he was pegged as a conservative and a Republican, you know, there were so many more watchdogs watching Bill Clinton. But a lot of them, then they didn't, you know, anything that George W. did was fine. And, of course, they're called the neoconservatives, you know. And so, you know, it's been that way, you know. Franklin D. Roosevelt, he won election on strictly a conservative platform, and within 100 days he had violated every campaign promise he made. And that's the way it's always been. It takes, you know, a candidate for president, they have to have a conservative agenda that they promote. But then, you know, well, with Ronald Reagan, let's face it, he was, you know, a big spender. And
but nothing compared to George.
George W. is going to have the record. He's by far the worst that we've ever had.
And then they give us a choice that isn't a choice at all, and then conservatives, so-called conservatives, call me a liberal. because I'm against Bush for open borders. Bush is for the assault weapons ban. Bush is for UNESCO. Bush is for the free trade area of the Americas. Bush is for all this stuff, and they act like he's the leader of some football team. They even sell T-shirts where it's W on a football helmet and imply their football team has won. You know, it's yeah. boiled down to that psychology.
Yeah. A bunch of mental cripples, mentally imbalanced. They just can't seem to, you know, understand that what's really happening to us is we're just being sold out.
Well, the dollar is plunging. The borders, the jobs are flowing out at massive rates. And Bush laughs and says, a low dollar's good. Our number one export is jobs. He actually said that in January of this year. And these people are celebrating, Reb. They think they've had some victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to go to some calls, Reb, but before we do that, get more into what the jury's supposed to operate as and some of these new rulings that you're so excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about the jury, how juries are supposed to operate. And,
yes.
You were telling me this morning there's a lot of rulings you're excited about.
There's some good things happening.
Tell us about some of those before we go to calls.
Well, I think that, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court, we've got a bunch of old-timers on there now, and I think it may be that they're hanging on because they see the handwriting on the wall, and they're going to try to make a change. That decision a year ago about the death penalty cases where they said the judge can't sentence the man to the death penalty, but the jury can. The jury, they said, basically, the jury has the power, not the judge. And the Blakely versus Washington case came out in June of this year, and they said the judge cannot go and sentence somebody to more than what the sentencing guidelines call for. But the jury can. The jury has the power, not the judge. And the U.S. Supreme Court now has handed down a number of decisions in the last several years. Now, part of that is because I have a case that has been docketed with the United States Supreme Court in my own personal income tax case. It's been docketed since August of 96. Now, people think, well, that's a long time. Well, the Michael New case was docketed in 1995, and it's older, but they are hearing that case this month now in the U.S. Supreme Court. It's scheduled for hearing. But here's what I think is happening. I sued a federal judge in that case that's at the U.S. Supreme Court. I sued him, and I said that he is a government employee. He is a tax consumer. He is a beneficiary of the tax laws. Therefore, he cannot make any finding of fact or conclusion of law in a tax case because he has a conflict of interest. Therefore, a Seventh Amendment common law jury, they are the ones who have to settle this controversy that I have with the federal government through the IRS. And I believe that the U.S. Supreme Court has made a number of decisions now in these last 8 years that indicate that they recognize what I said and what I'm saying and how important it is.
Well, Red, let me ask you a question. Because the Supreme Court came out and ruled they can take your property without just compensation. They've ruled on some other things good, though. I mean, we've really had a mixed bag from the Supreme Court. What do you think's happening?
Well, I think that there's a great deal of confusion in the legal profession. The legal profession, you see, to over 200 years, have tried to let the Seventh Amendment fall through the cracks. And if I've got time here before the next break, I'd like to read the Seventh Amendment.
Yeah, go ahead and read it, then we'll go to calls.
In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Now, what that amendment...
Well, that really means the Supreme Court can't even do stuff without having a jury.
They can't touch it. And, of course, the first case, the real constitutional issue that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on back in the beginning of our nation was Brailsford versus Georgia. and the jury, or the U.S. Supreme Court set, and they argued the case, and a jury made the decision. They set and argued the case before a jury. The jury, the court, like this Blakely versus Washington case and the death penalty case, the Supreme Court is saying, hey, the jury's the one with the power. They're we the people.
Now, again, the Bill of Rights says this, the common law says it, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, this is just a fact. But then, with these new admiralty courts and these maritime administration courts,
That's the legal profession, you see. They don't like the Seventh Amendment.
Yeah, so they've erected these fraudulent courts. They just create them out of thin air. We get all these new courts. And then, here's an example of someone just producing something new. Judge Walter Smith in 99, it says to the Davidians in the civil trial, you don't get a jury.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to decide. Then we protested. So he appointed his own, quote, advisory jury that he said would have no effect on the outcome. I mean, how do they just invent stuff?
Well, that's going to come to a screech and scream and halt because the Seventh Amendment is the most important of the 10 articles of the Bill of Rights. The seventh is by far the most important. And the reason is, you look at the five clauses of the First Amendment and the ACLU and those kind of organizations, they love that First Amendment. They love the Fourth Amendment. They love the Fifth Amendment. How do you get recourse if some bureaucrat violates your free speech or your free press or your freedom to assemble? How do you get recourse? How do you get a justice? You have to go to the Seventh Amendment and you sue
because
those
The final backup is the voting of the jurors.
Absolutely.
Let's go to some calls here. Who's up first here? Sheldon in Arizona. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Anthony. I just wanted to preface my call.
Hey, I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Red Beckman.
Alex. I want to preface my call by saying that Anthony Hilder's webmaster was murdered. Are you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of that. I guess that's why you said Anthony. I thought my name was. No, Anthony Hilder's webmaster was murdered.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't political. I just wanted to let you know about that. And the reason I'm calling today is I wanted to get the word out about this because I don't think you mentioned it yesterday. This Bush's Orwellian plan to screen all Americans for mental health problems.
I've been talking about it for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's the New Freedom Initiative, and it will forcibly psychologically test every child, even if they're private school or homeschool, by law twice a year, every adult once a year, to get the federal funds. Illinois is about to make adults do it. 10 states are already doing it. How is that conservative, Red? That's something right out of Joseph Stalin's playbook.
Absolutely.
Well, what I wanted to tell you, Alex, is the Senate's supposed to reconvene this week to make a vote on it through a Labor Health and Human Services.
No, I know, and Ron Paul and others has got a bill to defeat it. That's why we got Ron Paul lined up later this week. Tell us about it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, the Senate's supposed to reconvene this week to make a vote on it through what's called the Labor Health and Human Services and Education's Appropriations Bill. It's a House bill. Bill number is 5006.
And again, already with federal funds in 10 states, they're doing it with the children. This will make it the law. This is in the bill where they actually send not even psychiatrists, which is quackery as well, but bureaucrats who will come to your door of your homeschooler and order you to turn your child over to them upwards in some cases of a week to go to a psychiatric institution. Everyone will have to go. And in the schools, they're going to be turned into giant mind control laboratories. Even the British Medical Journal has said the same thing I'm saying. Red, are we living in the Twilight Zone?
Yes, we are. But I'll tell you, this is the kind of law that is going to get a lot more people informed and get them alerted. And it's going to backfire on them. A lot of people don't realize that the homeschool, or not the homeschooling, the school busing thing, you know what brought the school busing thing down? A federal judge who was trying to order children to ride a school bus was asked, when were these children convicted of a crime? that gave the judge any jurisdiction whatever over that child to where they could sentence that child. Now, when that bureaucrat shows up at your door and wants to examine your children, you get his name and you get, you know, his name and his organization, whoever he's representing, and you say, wait a minute. My child, and nor I, we've never been convicted of a crime. And you don't sentence us to anything. You don't order us around for anything. Because not until we have been convicted of a crime by a jury does the government have any jurisdiction over our persons.
I totally agree with you. But again, here in Austin, your child is late to class three times. That's considered a truancy.
Mm-hmm.
The state law, and great point, Sheldon. Thanks for the call. I'll check that out. The state law says 14 unexcused absences in a semester is criminal, but under color of law, it's not even a law, Red. They say, okay, you've been late to class three times. This is to get the most number of kids in the system. The portable building is turned into a courtroom. We have it on the news. The judge shouts at the parents, sign the paper. The parent signs a paper waiving rights. The child instantly goes on probation. Then the judge orders drug testing and fines and fees. Same thing with there is a law in Texas and in most states against ordering you to take vaccines. There's no law you have to take them. But they ran blitzkriegs at the start of the school year nationwide saying it's the law, you got to take your shots. There was no law. It's all, I mean, that's the... Red, the level of them just claiming this, and the cops are so dumb, they think if a bureaucrat tells them something, it's the law.
Right.
Cops without warrants, without orders, without anything, routinely go to houses and grab people's children with CPS. I mean, yes. They're criminals.
We have a disbarred lawyer. He was an assistant district attorney down here in Portland, Oregon, that was disbarred, and he has been battling this, and he's had quite a bit of success, and over the last 15 or 16 years, he has spent 290 days or so in jail on contempt charges. But now, he won't quit. He has not backed off, and he is now accredited with I don't know how many different judges losing their jobs and this and that. When he goes into court now, they pay attention. Now, he is legal. He's got his law degree and the whole thing, but he's not a member of the bar. And these kind of things are happening all over this country.
Red, let me give you an example. One of my friends was arrested for not letting him search his car in a parking lot. Of course, nothing was found illegal. They took him to jail, and then they openly told him, sign this form before we let you out. It turns out they do this to everybody. It says you agree that you're convicted to all these crimes, deferred adjudication. Then they went on local CBS News in Austin and said, in Austin, you are guilty until proven innocent. They said you must sign a form to leave jail saying you're guilty. They actually said on the news you no longer get jury trials in Austin. I ought to send you this video. This was a few years ago. I mean, what? They're just trying to claim everything, aren't they?
Oh, yes. And, you know, it's really scary, you know, what they're doing. But, you know, I'm still the optimist. I still think that what they're doing is just so typical of any tyranny. And where in history do you find a tyranny that has ever lasted? They always get thrown over.
Let's take a call. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, I'm calling about a few things. The RFID identification, which, by the way, Alex, was...
It's going to be in all pill bottles.
Yep, in Sunday's New York Times, too, mainstream publication. They can't call the Times crazy like they called
it. And your name's going to be scanned on it to make sure that's your bottle.
That's right. And to show you something about how you've had some useful idiots, and I guess some people who are basically stooges for the system speaking up for it, they keep claiming it's to keep track of inventory, but point of fact, use logic.
No, this new announcement, they admit it's to make sure that bottle of pills is yours.
That's right. Well, many people saying it's to make sure of large inventories. However, If we're talking about prescription medication, there's no concern with inventory because a customer couldn't steal it off a shelf. As
it comes in large bottles that are then put in the dosages that are given to the citizens.
Right. And your little bottle that you get from the pharmacist in your chain drugstore has the RFID on it. Now, what the heck would that have to do with inventory? Yet they have these stooge mouthpieces.
Hey, we've had our people at the RFID conferences. They openly say, from the factory to the warehouse to the store to your home to the landfill, and they're putting in this wireless internet. They admit that's going to be used to scan all the RFID in your clothes, on your person. In fact, the Pentagon just came out and called it, we're going to have a godlike control grid, that's a quote, to know everything.
He held off, I can.
Sure. Hey, Red, does that sound like freedom, a godlike power?
I'll tell you, in my book, Why the Militia, the 14th chapter, the title on the chapter, the heading on the chapter is the federal government a false god?
Well, now, all over, they keep calling it godlike omnipresent power. That's in the Pentagon paper that just came out.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to Red Beckman here in just a moment, hopefully even a little bit in the next hour with Bob Chapman. Have both of them together. That'd be great. And, of course, your calls. Before we go back to Red, I just want to say that, look, I'm not kidding. I've even played that newscast here years ago. We called CBS locally and said, go investigate this. Before they let you out of jail, they call it a personal recognizance bond, and you sign an agreement to take all these classes and to be on probation for drunk driving, family violence, robbery, drug dealing, and you could be in there for a speeding ticket. And when they called the city, the city goes, yeah, everybody that comes through, we ask them to sign this. And it has all these crimes you admit to on the back. I mean, that's like the Soviet Union. But in the Soviet Union, they hid that in underground torture centers. You know, sign this confession. Here, they just do it in plain view. People are so dumb, they do it. Folks, you need to get my Police State films to understand this. Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, troops training to put you in camps, foreign troops, all this police state legislation, legislation they tried to pass in Oregon where downloading music illegally or getting in a fist fight gets you life in prison. That almost passed. We have the actual bill in there under terrorism. I mean, this is all insane. Big discounts on my videos right now, up to 70% off. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and my newest video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. Get my videos on VHS or DVD. Make copies. Get them out to people. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Look at these incredible specials we're offering, only for a limited time, about another month or so. The prices will go back up at their regular cost. Please get my videos. Get them out to people. I'll carry a bunch of other great videos and books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order via the safe, secure shopping cart at Infowars.com. Please take action. Expose the globalist. Ron in New York, finish up quick because I want to go to Jeff and Kevin and Fred and...
Okay. By the way, he had mentioned that in Texas, you wind up being charged with a crime for tardiness. The last state to do that was Stalin's Soviet state. Tardiness was a crime in that place. So they're probably taking some clues from that.
They hired Primakov, the former KGB general, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. Red Beckman, this stuff is so nuts, even when it's public, I think I'm crazy talking about it.
It is crazy what they're doing, but they're getting away with it because of the dumbed down, brain of the American citizen, and that's where we come into the picture. We have to bring people back up, bring them up to speed with the truth. And there's more of them listening to us every day.
Ron, what was your final point?
Another thing. The Supreme Court has considered a case in the state of Illinois. They may have ruled on it at last, I don't know. But it was the use of dogs to sniff out drugs and weapons for simple traffic stops. Now, they say it looked as though the Supreme Court was inclined to go along with that in Illinois, even though the Illinois State Court, as per the Illinois Constitution, said it was unconstitutional. Why it's even in front of the federal court when the state of Illinois chooses to protect its people under its state constitution for that kind of intrusion, I don't know. That's beyond me. Any legal scholar would have to scratch their head about that. But what they're trying to do is say if they stop you for speeding or running a stop sign, they could bring the old drug and bomb-sniffing dogs
out. No. Thanks for the call, Ron. Red Beckman, comments on that?
Well, it's the nature of a tyranny. They don't get better, they get worse. And progressively worse. And at some point, then they get overthrown, and that's what's going to happen. You had Colonel Don de Grand Prix on your program not too long ago, and he more or less indicated that 9-1-1 was a coup. I agree with him. And we've got to overcome it. And I think part of it is we were going to have to work with our military.
We'll be right back.